All right. Who's the type to snitch out on all the boys?
Whatever happens.
I'll go to jail for you guys. I'll fucking take the full blame.
Good.
Fuck you, man. I'm snitching on your ass. Fuck that.
Pues la neta, viejo, we don't fucking know. Pero la única razón que a mí me dieron, we promoting el crimen organizado. Pero por eso yo subí el video ese diciendo que nos valía verga, pues.
Grupo Arriesgado is on fire. They're probably more popping right now than Grupo Firme at the moment of this recording.
Damn.
They announced a date for the Microsoft Theater like 2 days ago. Maybe like 2 posts worth of promotion. They supposedly sold out in 1 hour.
Dude, he's young. He's 19.
Huh?
Yeah, he's 19.
Yeah, he's
mad.
He's
bro, old, all this stuff.
But he's
that's
young.
That's crazy. Bro. You guys think the unibrows will give him his power? I'm about to connect these eyebrows.
Who is most likely to get caught having sex?
Who's that? Yeah, Angel.
Oh, yeah, Angel. He got caught at a Halloween party.
I've never been to a Halloween party.
Oh, shit.
Why? Because that day he just got mad at me and went by himself. It is horrible.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Capital H.
Let's go on topic, please. And in intro, we talk about the new season. We could talk a little about season one. How
you're on the wrong note, idiot. You're on the note. That's the wrong note. Dude, this was so stupid. This was on last week's notes.
You didn't send me them.
Bro.
Step in. Get the fuck
step
out.
Step in.
Okay. But I know how.
Because that was like merch. Well, I mean, I guess. They talk about season one.
No, I did say season one. I'm sorry, but.
No, it's the wrong notes. That's the notes last week.
I know. But you guys didn't even notice. Okay.
We did.
I thought you were just being proactive with the merch.
All right, for us.
Oh, I'm
all right, let's run it back.
That was bad, Angel. What the fuck?
Because I'm still thinking about how I fucking burned myself.
Well, that's still part of the
that's
intro.
That's still
no!
part of the intro.
No,
no. Just like re-rap. Honestly, just get into
it. Yeah, once
it.
I go like that, merch.
Okay.
3, 2, and... What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Augusto Daddy.
We're officially dads.
Yes.
Thank you for... I hope not.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Are you a dad?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are, huh?
You're the one that admitted, huh?
You're like, send me 55 bucks for a plan. Anyways, thank you guys for clicking on this video. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe. It was
that
not that funny, bro.
Because that's not even
funny.
True. Like,
it is funny.
That the fact that...
Because it didn't happen to you.
That should have been the verse of the week.
Oh, my God.
We'll because I did send money to someone.
Damn. Why am I getting so rich? Hey, not me, though.
No, I'm really...
Say it wasn't me. It was not me. Hey,
I don't know.
Me.
Say who the verse
honestly,
of the week
I'm
for.
Not filled into this like conversation, so I'm pretty lost. I'm sorry.
You are trying to act brand new. It was not me.
I'm sorry.
We can't say who. So on it. Yeah, I said money to myself.
There was some insight.
No, but it was not me though.
You guys know it's not me.
It was
because I
Alan.
Just mentioned it.
There you go.
It's Alan.
It was Alan.
He pulled up to the concert with hickeys and shit.
Bro, that's bugged. Alan's a real bummer, guys.
I know. When I saw him pull up, so andaba peinando and all the hickeys there. He said he came from work, but I don't know.
Damn.
But yeah, guys, thank you for clicking on this video. Make sure you guys buy our merch. We're sold out in hoodies. Shop agustobaba.com.
Gecko stickers.
We have some tees. Gecko stickers.
Inventa. That's right.
Yeah, oh, I brought pins. Gecko stickers.
I brought one to show up because I know Gecko would forget.
What do you mean? You have all of them?
Oh, shit. Yeah, bro, I brought the stickers.
Yeah, guys, but the whole Plan B thing is not about me. I just need to clarify that.
You guys, this is...
Yeah,
this.
That's right. Cop.
Guys,
cop.
Buy these stickers because Gecko made them. He has zero experience with Photoshop, and he was able to make this with Photoshop.
I did. Damn, props to you, bro.
I created them.
Yeah, some YouTube you tutorials guys, or what?
No,
it's
the other
if thing. You guys buy those and send me the thing that you bought them, I'll tell you who the Plan B thing was about.
Oh!
You don't even know.
Dude.
So
I'm trying to fucking sell your stickers, bro.
Oh, yeah, go buy my stickers.
Yeah, but you just made it.
No,
oh, we have
come
to
on,
cut that
Keiko.
Out.
Okay.
No.
We're not cutting.
Okay,
we're
out. Guys, we're also going to do a little update on the Apple Music charts. A lot of you guys liked it. And do the update
on the
Apple Music charts. Meanwhile, we talk about the Toyota Arena. Guys, we went to the Toyota Arena with Eslabon Armado, Iván Cornejo, Yaritza, and Danny Lux. That shit was so fun. We met a lot of fans. Dude.
Hell
that shit
yeah.
Was crazy.
Just something that happened that was I thought was pretty amazing. Me, Diego, and Angel, we went to the middle of the floor seats and people started to line up.
Well, we went to go take a piss.
Oh, yeah. We went to go take a piss and then we saw some people that we met. We said, what's up? And then everybody started lining up and I was like, oh, shit. And then the security guard was like, hey, if they're bothering you guys, I'll guide you guys out, blah, blah, blah. I'll protect you. And then Keiko pulled up and then even more people pulled up. Fucking Alan got it on the vlog. Shout out to Alan. And we have a whole vlog on what happened. Is Labon. We got lit.
It's our last video, so make sure you guys check it out. I did say we'll talk about this. Meanwhile, Angel does it because he covers up the whole board.
Damn.
Damn, pinche Nalgon. Nalgon gummy bear.
Damn.
No, pero no tiene nada, güey. I was puro hueso.
That was sus.
How was that sus? That it's because Angel's never been in a soccer team. You know how when you're in a soccer team, everything's
like sus? If
you're
in a soccer team, everyone's acts sus around.
Yeah, if you're in a soccer team, everyone's sus.
Like, I remember one time they
what did they do?
Remember when they fucking put it in you? The soccer team?
What?
No, man. What the fuck?
Hell no.
But yeah, Angel wasn't in soccer. He was in choir and tennis. So I don't think they did that in choir or tennis. But in choir, he did sing Katy Perry fireworks.
But shout out to all you guys that pulled up to the Ontario. Honestly, it was a whole ass vibe. Shout out to the people that asked for pictures. You know, all those words we take in consideration. It pushes us to do better, to, you know, create more stuff. Because honestly, at the end of the day, we do this for you guys because you guys keep pushing us even more. And I feel like I'm super grateful for that. And I feel like in a way, it has changed our lives.
You're so slow, bro.
My bad, guys.
Bro, we took
my
a lot.
My bad, guys.
We took a lot of shots.
Fucking fire hazard.
Didn't you buy shots for like 8 people?
I spent
17 shots that day.
I spent like
17 shots?
That's sad stuff. But something even more sad is that Marca Mepe made it, got out of the top 12.
Fuck.
And Mora is out.
Ah,
Lalo Mora?
Till next album, guys.
Lalo Mora?
Yeah, so going back to this, and I'm talking about how many shots Kiko bought that day.
So Ivan's still number two.
Notable mention, Ivan number two.
No, you forgot number one.
Oh, go for it.
Jason's boyfriend. Jason's
Bad Bunny number one.
Do your
shout out to my boy.
Ahorita Bad Bunny.
Hey, hopefully one day we meet.
You think one day you'll meet Bad Bunny?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be crazy.
No, I'm asking if you think one day you'll meet.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, why not? Why
how?
Not?
Yes or no?
How though?
Because we're in the music industry and we've met a lot of people that I never thought we'd meet. And, you know, if you know a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy, it's all about networking and you'll eventually get there.
So
that's what
I
learned.
If you know a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy that knows Bad Bunny, let him know.
I'll be like, what's up, man? Jason Nunez.
Like, Benito.
What do you do if he's a dick to you?
Or just be like, you know, it was a pleasure meeting you and that's it, you know?
And you still listen to his music.
Yeah, his music's good.
What if you go up to him, he's like, cabrón, pero qué quieres?
He's like,
¿qué quieres, flaco?
He's like, mama bicho, ¿qué quieres?
But what do you do? Cry. I know you'd cry.
I'd just be like, oh, okay, you know, nice meeting you.
I'm like, Benito.
And be like, Benito Martinez always.
Then let me find out. So number three, we have Jay Wheeler with Emociones.
Someone new?
Yeah, someone new.
Jay Wheeler.
Debut week at number three.
Jay Wheeler, he's a reggaetonero. Artista Urbana. Urbano?
Urbano.
Yeah, and
do you like him
he's
too?
Actually Leo's favorite artist. Leo Gonzalez. Shout out to Leo Gonzalez.
You're probably not watching this, but if you do, call me so I know you're watching.
Number four, who do we have again?
Bad Bunny.
Baby.
Yo hago que me da la gana.
And then
yo.
Number five?
We have Santa Fe Clan with Mundo. I honestly thought he was going to do a little higher.
He was number three.
Yeah, he was number three. I thought he was going to do number two.
Ivan. That's fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
I feel like...
Goddamn.
It's because there's so much good music out right now. I will admit, there was a lot of good music out now. Like, Ivan's album was fucking spectacular.
Bro, everyone at the fucking Toyota Arena was like...
That's crazy, huh?
Everybody was like...
18-year-olds had everybody like this.
Yup.
Everybody.
Yeah, it just shows how important replay value is because we've all listened to that album a few times.
And content creation because I see a lot of Ivan's music being played with TikToks.
Even by people who don't even speak Spanish.
Yup.
Who do we have at number five?
Eslabon got dropped down to number six. We already saw number five.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
And then the rest.
Okay, anyway, who do we have for the third time on the charts?
We got Bad Bunny,
with?
El Último Tour del Mundo, and then we have the next one, Por Siempre.
Bad Bunny again?
Bad Bunny again.
Bro, you know the name of the album without even fucking...
Es por siempre, ¿no? What's this one? This name, though?
Último Tour del Mundo.
Oh. Over here, we have to cover it up for...
For monetary
Because we know
reasons.
That there's some kids out there re-watching this. I don't want you
to... Yeah, we know there's kids. The little kid that was flipping us off.
Dude, what's his name? What's his name?
Like, what's his name?
Oh, it just says 9951. Well, you know, I never got his real name, but I know his own name.
Damn, but you know who you are. Badass little kid. Shout out to you. We're trying to be like you.
You a bad boy.
You love Keiko.
Who am I?
Dude, his profile picture is like...
Shout out to you, my boy.
You should have seen the one he posted.
Right here.
And then Herencia de Patrones.
Drop down to number 10.
I feel like they dropped down really fast, I won't lie.
They did.
What do you guys think about that?
Why did they drop? I think it goes with what you said. That
I didn't say anything.
No, but for the podcast, you said it wasn't a lot of replay value.
There was not a replay value, and that's a word that only
word
you
by
use.
Word.
But, that, like I said, and obviously Angel's a huge fan, and you know.
But he was a little disappointed, but you know, it's all right.
No, he didn't say he was disappointed.
No,
he
I'm just saying he's a little disappointed because it went down.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Like, I watched it. I mean, I listened to it about 15 times. I was trying to keep it up there. I wasn't enough, but it comes down to that replay value because I think the other ones, like Bad Bunny, like I know there's like 5 million people out there in this world that listen to that album every single day.
Jesus, like,
and Jason with the song was like, Me siento.
You know what?
What does that one song go? I can't believe you sing it.
Which one?
The one that says like, Me siento puta.
Bro, what?
Efecto?
Dude, you sing that shit? Like,
I called you out last night.
No? You know,
he also sings the...
All right, relax.
He also sings...
Someone hand him the pillow, please.
He sings... Papi, si.
It doesn't get worse than the...
No, how does it go?
It's a... No, it's a...
Yo perreo sola. And then he goes, he's with like his fucking lungs out. Papi.
Nah, that was only because I was drunk.
I know.
There's a video out there.
They were calling us Papi and shit.
The one time we were here and like the couch, I think the couch was still over there and you're right there by yourself and you're just laying down. And it was when the Bad Bunny one in Puerto Rico was going on. And you're like, oh, look, he's performing right now. And you literally started going like this.
Nah.
Seizure, bro.
Nah.
I saw.
Let me find out, Jason.
Nah, but like I said, there's a lot of music out right now. And I feel like it's dope to see Regional Mexicano standing up there because I'm telling you, these reggaetoneros, they pull numbers.
Yeah, so that's crazy for Ivan to be number 2 in this lab one. You know, still be top 6.
It comes down to replay value.
Right? Going against reggaetoneros?
Replay value.
Like, if it was just regional, obviously, Ivan would be number 1. And then it's La Bon number 2, right?
Yep. And then Herencia 3.
And then 3.
Márcame P.
Márcame P. So those are the 5 in the...
Yeah,
because this is Latin charts.
What about...
Yeah, they're already out, but...
He's not... Is that...
That's rap.
That's rap, right?
Rap.
Oh, I don't know why it went so low, though. What happened?
Cocksucker.
Oh, Santa Fe? Oh, no. I just thought it'd be higher.
You know, like, I'm actually pretty into it, but, you know.
Honestly.
There's one more thing. We're going to check your phone, too.
You know what? You know what?
Check my phone. We'll do it for free.
You know what I noticed that really corresponds with the charts is the more you see the artist on TikTok, the higher they are placed on the charts. So that goes along with saying... If you have a song with replay value and you're able to connect it with good content, then your song's going to fucking blow
up. You need a song where, like, you need to have a little section of lyrics where people can make use that sound.
Yeah.
Like Marca Registrada songs?
I've been saying it.
Like,
what I tell you?
Si fuera fácil.
When you write a song, make sure that there's some part in there that you can either say as, that you could post as, like, you're doing better. You know, like, oh, like, andamos mejor or whatever. And then, like,
andamos
another one for, like,
mejor,
like a love song. And like, something like that. You know, like, something that you could put on your story.
Sentimientos que
something like that.
I think my song has a good
replay.
I'm excited for that.
The last part at the end, I feel like.
Wait, when does your song come out?
September. Next month?
September?
Next month?
September.
Next month?
We're going to need new datos.
Oh, shit, we're almost September. Fuck.
Time is flying
August,
fast.
September. You know what day?
No, he didn't tell me. He's here today, actually. He called
me. Give him a shout out.
Shout out to my compa Junior from Perfil WS. Wait up for the new song. Sin miedo al éxito.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah. It's in nice.
Éxito. Keiko's first corrido.
First corrido.
You should get that protein.
Oh, my God. We need to listen to Angel's corrido and, live on the podcast. Yeah. That's fucking dope. Yeah. Can you text the person who wrote the corrido, like, right now?
You could text it. You have it, no?
Do it.
I don't have it.
Yeah, it's on the group chat.
It's on the group chat?
No. Like, you could ask her.
Yeah. Send it.
You fuck with that, huh, Angel? Dude, what if, like, we pay to, like, get that shit recorded in the studio?
Who's going to sing it?
Her. That's like a music video and everything? Fuck.
Hey, Yellow Room, hit us
up. Nah, I'm going to call you guys out for what you guys did. Oh, on that day when we went to the Toyota Arena at the end.
Yeah, let's do that. Do that.
At the end.
Are you down, though?
Yeah, why not?
Fuck. It could be like sponsored.
So I could keep up with Keiko 1&1.
Fuck yeah. All right, what were you going to say?
No, that day at the Toyota Arena, at the end when we were about to leave, there was a group for the Slabones Unidos. And then you guys were the instigators.
No, we weren't.
Especially someone with curly hair over here that were like, beso, beso.
Beso.
Guys,
beso.
That is sexual harassment,
look,
guys.
Guys.
That's why I did not do it.
Explain.
Give some elaborate,
they
please.
They wanted me to commit sexual harassment.
So there's a fan.
No.
There's a fan page called Eslabones Unidos. I don't remember.
Explain yourself.
They're like the biggest fan page of Eslabón Armado. And then they're also fans of the Augusto Baba podcast. And one of the girls there has a crush on Angel. Mm-hmm. She's a huge fan. She's always been supporting Angel, buying Babe, our merch and everything. So then she asked, like, Angel, you know, for a picture. And then someone said, like, beso. So then she was, like, down. Like, she wanted to do it. But this motherfucker was being such a fucking dick and didn't do it.
It was a fan, like...
Like, bro, like, she bought Babe.
And she drove a long way.
And wrote your corrido. She's actually the one that wrote your corrido.
And she drove.
And she drove to the concert, and...
Just to see you.
That is disrespectful.
Estaba decepcionada.
Do you guys see how they're making it seem like I'm the bad guy here? There was a room full of people, about 30 or 35 people in there. We walk in just to say bye. We're leaving. Nice to see you guys. And I don't know where I start hearing, que le dé un beso. Who came up with that idea?
Yes,
it was them. Beso. And then I'm not going to give her a kiss.
I was outside. Outside the door.
Okay, so like, let's just say Pedro.
Yeah, those were the main instigators,
my boy.
Okay, wait, why didn't you do it?
Actually, yeah.
Why didn't you do it?
I didn't do it because that is not right.
Okay, let's just say Pedro, when fans go on stage that love him, support him, buy his merch, go to his concerts, you think he says that?
What?
Like, that's no, no le voy a dar un beso.
No les da beso.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Want to bet?
Un beso.
He even gave a dude a kiss. The gay taquache.
Oh, the
yeah, you did.
Damn, Angel.
Angel, that's fucked.
You ain't
broke,
about
but
it.
Still.
That supporter's fan.
I'm pretty sure they got beforehand, and they signed like some like contract of that. It was okay for Pedro to give the gay taquache a kiss. But
What'd you say? Go back. What'd you say?
That they like probably like said it was okay and all that. He didn't just go up there and give him like a kiss.
No,
like
go back. That. You said he signed the contract to give him a kiss?
No, that they said it was like okay and cool, you know? They didn't just start hyping him up and he went in for the kiss like that.
Like, I'm pretty sure it was like that.
Well, either way, I am not
giving know that he was
anybody a kiss.
Okay, moving on. He didn't want to give the supporter a kiss. Oh, that's fine.
Angel,
he has the right to say no. He has the right to reject.
It didn't seem like that over there.
But you did either way.
Okay, moving on.
And then moving on, guys. There's a lot of topics that we need to talk about. There's a lot going on in the regional. This shit is growing. This is like the fucking Big Bang Theory, fool. It's like going boom.
Let's talk about the Billboard nominations.
Billboard nominations coming up.
Dude, Eslabón is getting 6 nominations. That's more than Grupo Firme.
Notably, yes.
That's crazy.
One more than Grupo Firme with number 5.
I actually haven't heard like anything good popping with Grupo Firme lately.
Really?
It's because I feel like Grupo Firme is a popular grupo, not for their enetas, but for like their showmanship.
For their ambiente.
Like, their ambiente, and like they know how to put on a show. They know how to fill up arenas, but they do not know how to be on the charts. They don't know how to take out ineditas. But, like, respect to them, you know, I feel like they're the one that is, like, popping the most out of everyone with no ineditas, just covers.
No, they have ineditas now.
Yeah. Oh, okay, but, they're known for their covers.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, they're known for their covers, and
The way they present themselves.
They're still making it happen. You know, I feel like little by little, Edwin's being more viral. You know, he's popping up on the news. You know, people are talking about him and his wife's relationship, him cheating. Yeah, and yeah, I feel like that,
I saw one comment
that's a crazy
that was,
level.
That was saying about how, like, ya no le cae tan bien that que era infiel, this and that.
Yeah, and I feel like...
all the girls kind of didn't like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of like chit chat, you know, like kind of like MTV type shit. Like, oh, did you hear about, you know, Edwin doing this and that? But like,
us.
You don't really, you don't know. Like besides, you know, like you know, La Gorda La Flaca, they be talking about them over like little rumors and stuff. And I feel like with any other artist up here, it doesn't happen. Like you
Benito when he kissed a girl at the club.
No, but we're talking about like regional.
Yeah, we're talking about regional.
Like Ivan, like let's say Gorda La Flaca is not gonna be like Ivan hasn't had a show. That's what we say.
That, yeah, exactly. So, like, there's levels to this. There's levels there.
Y la flaca.
El gordo y la flaca.
Get your protein in.
I need Edwin to get me on his diet. I've been lacking.
He's like, yeah, you talk shit on me. I'll get you on my diet.
But, yeah, I mean.
Beto Sierra.
Might be a crazy question, but when was the last time Grupo Firme dropped an album?
I don't know.
Did you drop singles, no?
That's what I was just thinking about it right now. I don't think I've ever seen an album.
But like another thing that I'll mention about Grupo Firme that I think is impressive is they're doing duetos with artists like Maluma. Camila.
Camilo.
My bad. You see, guys, like I'm barely there, you know, getting the right facts. But they're doing a lot of duetos from people outside of the regional. And Ivan and
that is the new wave. Doing duetos to stay relevant.
I think they're getting there. They did one with Sara
Silva.
I think that was a badass dueto. I've never heard of her, but
she's in good live.
I think they killed it. They killed
yeah,
it.
They
killed and
yeah, they did.
Ivan with Jay Cortez. That was impressive.
Did Jay cheat on Mia Khalifa?
I don't know, but that's
yeah.
I saw some shit like that. That like he was like
they still together.
I don't know.
Forgive and forget.
But I saw the video where like he texted a girl like, hey, like pull up here, and she's like, I'm with my friend, I can't. He's like, don't tell her. Like there's text messages. And like he was on his horny dog shit and he was like, no, like it's too late for me now, but like at least come for a kiss.
Damn.
Sounds like a mom for nothing. This girl.
Well, actually I don't know if it happened, but like the girl put him on blast and shit.
Oh, Mia Khalifa?
No, the girl.
So they were like girl power, they teamed up on Jay Cortez.
I don't know.
But anyway, going back to the music, I think it's
that's the new thing. It's the duetos.
We're gonna talk about Billboard after the break.
Thank you guys.
Perfect timing.
All right, bet.
Let's get it.
Wait, I wanna give a quick shout out to my boy, Fernando and Peter and Piña de La Escuela, supporting us from behind the bars.
From jail. Yeah, watch it from jail.
Hey, but we outside.
Free our boys.
Free our boys.
We outside.
Yeah, for the boys to listen.
This is snitching. All right, this is snitching.
Let's cut the second part out.
Now, right now, they're like, okay, Piña has a phone. Where is he?
Shout out to my boy.
Piña, look for Piña.
No, right, guys, let's run another otro año. All
right, guys, we are back, and we're going to be talking about the Billboard nominations. And yeah,
I did not know how extensive the Billboard nominations were until this morning. There is 52 categories for Billboard. Like Latin billboards. That is a lot.
What are some that like
some notable categories that we have is new artist of the year and like on TV. And your nominees are Iván Cornejo. Sing a song.
Está dañada del amor.
That's it. Los gemelos de Sinaloa.
Andamos mejor.
You're a dick.
That's some of us.
You know that was his party. Okay.
Siguiente. Los gemelos de Sinaloa.
Andamos mejor.
Los Lara.
Los Lara.
Fumando mota.
Luis R. Conríquez.
Batallamos en San Centro.
Hey, yo. Luis R. Conríquez.
Cálmese.
Yaritza y su esencia.
Trata la vida.
Esta noche como en mucho tiempo.
Aldo Trujillo. I'm kidding, guys. Don't text me that you get mad.
I'm leaving now, dog.
I'm leaving. No.
I'm kidding. Aldo, I'm kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. It's
oh, do it again. Aldo Trujillo.
He's not nominated. No. Oh, Aldo Trujillo, fake nomination.
Tell me why.
Tell me why. That's fucked.
Bro. Okay, anyway.
That's fucked up, Diego.
So from
so hey, from Iván fucked up of me, it's fucked up of him.
Iván Cornejo, Los Amelos de Sinaloa, Lora, de Sinaloa. My bad. De Sinaloa, Los Lara, Luis R. Conríquez, y Yaritza y su Esencia are against each other for artists, new artists of the year.
Who do you guys think I'm gonna
Who do you guys think is gonna take it?
I think Luis might take it.
I think Yaritza's gonna take it because girl power right now is crazy.
I think Yaritza's gonna take it too.
But they choose the winners by
according to votes. According to votes.
I so think they have to five. Go onto like Latin billboards and yeah. Login.
Actually
then Ivan's gonna win. Because no dad is gonna go on the website and vote for Lucero Contreras.
Next yeah. Category.
But yeah.
Is Lamont not under?
No, Es Lamont's not under.
They're not new. They're not new anymore.
Oh. Ahí les va. Regional Mexican Artist of the Year in the solo category, so just one. Karin León.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the... best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... not, you trick...
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
Detrás de la botella. I don't know
la
how
de la
si me la vente fue por tu culpa.
Sí, sí. Oh, nice. Cristian Nodal.
Desde hace tiempo.
Con huevos. Así no, así no vas a ganar. Iván Cornejo.
Contestó a la llamada. Damn, cuando
that
that one's good.
Junior H.
El bélico. Ah, no. Goa. Los botones azules.
Puros botones azules. Son los que yo.
El compa.
Ready? Natanael Cano.
¡Ea! Si Cano no caben.
That's all?
Claro que sí.
I thought he was gonna, like, sing the whole
I think Nata's gonna win.
No,
I think Junior might take that one.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I think Cristiano Nodal's gonna win because he wins, like, every fucking
I think Christian's
award.
Gonna win, too.
Nah, but he got too many tattoos on his face to win, though.
No, he's gonna win.
He's gonna win.
I think...
It's like the shit where, like, Banda MS is always on there and, like, they win everything. So it's like,
yeah,
why do you even fucking
what's
go?
What's up with that? When... they... Because the last ones I saw, I don't know what it was, but it was Pepe Aguilar's... What's her name?
Angela Aguilera.
There, every other category they announced, she won.
Yeah.
Like, she needed more, like, another two hands to carry all those things. I don't know. I don't know who. That thing might be rigged.
You know Michael Jackson when he had all the Grammys like that?
Like, yep.
Another one, guys. I promise if I win another one, I'll take off my sunglasses.
Dude, that's crazy. And then he was like, and all the girls,
that was a legend, okay?
Yeah, and someone passed up.
Isn't he, like, wasn't he, like, bad?
Bad in what way?
Like, he was doing, like, weird shit.
Yeah,
Michael
like
Jackson. What type of
like,
weird.
Supposedly he was like a pedophile and shit.
Oh,
because like
he had a, his house was called Neverland, no?
Yeah,
and
then
he had a,
like a place for kids to play?
Yeah, yeah, and then he would sleep with kids and
didn't
shit.
Didn't he like do something to the kid from Home Alone?
Supposedly, yeah, that he raped
oh, him. But supposedly he said they didn't do nothing. The kid.
Oh. Well, the kid said that?
I think so.
Next topic.
He sounded like Michael Jackson there.
He did.
All right, well, those are the two that I wrote.
All right, guys. Well, as you can see, wait.
Who's more likely?
Isn't Bad Bunny on all of them?
Okay, oh. Here's a mention that I did not write down Bunny because, oh my God. Bad, give me,
he's on all
give
of
me
them.
Like,
whatever Bad Bunny's on, he's going to win.
Yes, yeah. So this year, Bad Bunny broke the record with, if I'm not mistaken,
Drake's records.
18 mm-hmm. nominations.
What?
Out of 52 categories?
Yeah, out of 52 categories. And the previous record holder was Jenny Rivera. With 14, and then tied by somebody else like
Shakira.
2018. Oh, might
she's
have been Shakira.
Jail.
Shakira, huh?
She's in jail for tax fraud.
Yeah.
Or tax some, yeah, something to do
really?
With taxes.
No, she, I told you that.
Yeah, yeah. Shakira, so it was her Shakira. In 2014, and then in 2018, she was tied again, but now Bad Bunny.
Se la llevó.
Se la llevó.
That's crazy what Bad Bunny's doing.
Damn, honestly, it is, but. This is about the regional. Shout out to all the nominees that are regional Mexicano artists. You guys are really putting us out there, you know, because I still think this genre is really small. I know we've had this conversation a shitload of time, but it's growing, it's progressing, and I feel like if the
Prince
genre gets if the genre gets bigger, business gets bigger as well.
Gecko and Gecko with Duno. Do you think it will surpass rap?
You got this, Keiko. I believe in you.
But
I believe in you, Keiko.
Like I said, a lot of dope nominees. I feel like a lot of the nominations are young artists, like under 20.
Dude, you know what's crazy? So you know how I was filming the vlog for Eslabon Armado?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I was looking at everything. Well, just like the clips, and it's crazy because like Yarita's what, 14?
15.
I have no idea. She was I just turned 18, and then Pedro's like what, 20?
Mm-hmm. I think he's 20.
That's crazy, dude. And they did all that shit.
So they're generating.
Y nosotros de 22.
In the back,
no, we a little bit behind, but
el de 23 es el que andaba dando más duro.
Literally, in the back, 20 and under doing that shit in stage. Y el de 23 atrás,
solo.
I heard that.
And this guy in the back, me siento puta.
I heard you on the life of the party at the concert.
It was
fun.
Yeah,
you did, dude.
I feel like we got down.
You took over.
All of us were like in the moment, like,
and none of us were drunk.
Yeah.
I was not drunk.
Nah,
y'all were gone.
Angel, since was sober, like, what was your point of
Angel's
view?
Angel's a sober Sally. He's annoying.
I am sober because someone has to get them home because we need the podcast to keep going. And they were not sober. They were drunk. I'm not going to say who likes to drink the most or who drinks the most often. But,
wait.
¿Te quedó el saco?
Remember a year ago, y'all were like, what the fuck, they didn't go out. Anyway, we're not gonna talk about that, but
let's do the segment of who's most likely. I'm excited for this shit.
Bro.
Guys, so we're gonna do a little
and make
segment.
Sure you don't leave because we have some other news, and I actually hit up the artist and he texted me back, and I'm gonna play the audio recording for you guys.
Yes,
what he said.
All right, guys, this week's versus question of the week is, do you guys think Iván Cornejo, since he's a nominated Billboard Latin artist, do you guys think he will win an award? Because he is a new artist, he's been killing it. Number 2 on the charts. Let us know. I think they choose a winner when?
September 29th.
So do you guys think he will win September 29th? Let us know on the Versus app. Follow us at Agus Baba Podcast. And let's get back to a video. All right, guys. So I did a little... we're doing a little segment called Who's Most Likely To. You guys want to ask us shit? Make sure you guys follow us, Agus Baba Podcast. We're going to have these little pictures that we're going to pull up. Everyone's going to get one. Here, hold it, Jason. That's Jason.
Mira, me miro bien chulo.
That's Keiko.
Keiko Mexico.
So if it's Keiko.
No, this is you.
Oh, we all hold them?
This is the cutie.
Ya pasó.
That's fucked up, Walgreens. That's fucked up, Walgreens. I know what I did. That's fucked up. I'm
suing
Walgreens.
Who's that?
That's fucked up, Walgreens. Like, literally.
Stop laughing right now.
Bruh, that's
stop
fucked.
Laughing.
Hey, no.
Whoever violated my boy, that's not what I'm going for you.
Really, Walgreens? Really?
No.
That's fucked up. That does not even look like him. Damn, you guys are fucked. Honestly, like, I'm mad. I don't even want to do this segment no more.
Oh, you're the bastard.
Hey, yo, that even hey, that
put it
together. Hey, you know, we can go out later if you want. Aren't you busy tomorrow?
I'm gonna keep it professional. I'm gonna leave these out.
Yeah, because that's fucked up.
Even the other one looks bad.
Even the original one.
Even the original one.
Wait, who did a double chin on this fool?
Bro. Hey, someone edited that.
Okay. And they put like 3 hairs on there.
You're
Angel.
Have them, right?
All right, bad.
You already have them all?
Yeah.
This was the one that
dude.
That started the balloon shit. After this photo.
Yeah, after that we
found the balloon. Well, once I saw this photo, like, he does look
it's
because like
I didn't know. And you started it too.
See, wait, but
I didn't know how to take the picture because he said, hey, send me a picture of your face so I can send it to her.
He's like,
and I literally went like this.
Dude,
I don't have like to get a side post. Am I supposed to smile? Like, is it the one for like the license where you're supposed to like.
Are you guys ready or what?
I'll fuck with this photo.
I found one of your stickers.
This is probably not the time to put this one because I know which we're all going to choose. But
Do it.
Nah.
Oh, I'm starting from top to bottom.
Fuck.
Like, I'm actually going to ask, like, just everything.
Who asked these questions? Fans?
Fans, just fans.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, oh my God, this is so funny, too. All right, whatever. Like, I want
to
start, like,
it has
chill.
To be 100% random.
Yeah, all right. All right, who's the type to never get a girlfriend? Jason? Wait, why'd you guys choose Jason?
Bro, he hasn't been with a girl or talked to a girl in like
years. I was working on it.
Why you?
No, I'll tell you Angel because he's traumatized by love.
Love.
Love. Love.
Really? Jason?
I ain't never seen him conversate with.
Yeah. Actually.
Babe.
No, you are right.
Hey, so he's right. Loyal. So
yeah, you're right.
Whatever. To himself or Brian, but.
No comment. No comment.
Okay. All right.
Hey, they did your labios like pretty. They fucked up on the top one though.
No, he doesn't have a.
He doesn't have a lip.
Who's the type to almost die from smoking because they want to impress someone? Love y'all.
I'll put myself.
No.
Oh, actually, yeah. I'll put
I know
Angel.
What you're talking about now. Yeah.
From the Herencia podcast. Yeah,
Parker cocksucker.
He
was gogging that
back
shit,
in the days.
Like,
someone said, who's the type to get the girl taken by Brian in North Carolina?
No.
But we'll skip that one.
Yeah, we'll skip that one.
We'll skip that one.
Yeah, that's in the past.
Who's most likely to have a kid first?
I'll give you this one. This one right here.
What the fuck? All right. I think I want to be a young dad. I'm still young right now, but like I don't want to be like a dad at 30.
I want to be a dad at 27.
Dude, you're like 26.
Shut the fuck up. Relax.
Oi, pues, oi.
Who's the type to grab someone's phone and answer their messages?
Oh, can we make a new one of what's her name?
What do you choose?
Me?
What?
What's the question?
I didn't get that one.
So who's the type to grab someone's phone and answer the messages like of the person?
So for
like,
example,
go through your phone.
Diego goes through your phone to reply to people.
Oh, yeah. That would be Diego.
Yeah, he's like that. He's done it plenty of times.
Who's?
If I'm blacked out and you see someone, if I'm drinking, and you see someone replying, it's that fool.
Dude.
Don't do anything.
Dude, it's good. Like right now is not the time.
Okay.
Now es que lo que se pasa en el lanza a veces.
Now is not the time. Bet. Next question, Diego. Let's keep it professional.
Nah, don't keep it professional, guys.
Who's the type to say something super embarrassing in front of a huge artist?
Already did.
call them did. Upcoming artists at Microsoft Theater.
We're coming.
Already did.
So see, support us.
Upcoming artists. Who's the type to piss off an artist by mistake?
It would be Keiko, but not by mistake. He meant that.
I just remember the Aldo Trujillo.
Who's the type to leave the podcast first?
Oh.
I swear to God they asked that. I swear to God.
Yeah? We better see about that. I don't know, guys.
I have no question.
I'd have to say one of us. I wouldn't.
I'd leave in a heartbeat. Honestly.
All right, who's the type to be next to you when throwing up? Like, let's just say I'm throwing up. Who's the type to be next to you?
Doing what, though? Like laughing or...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like, supporting, being apoyando.
Supportive.
Shit. Apoyando.
Oh,
fix your fucking thing. Fix your fucking thing.
He chose already.
Oh, shit. My bad. Damn, none of y'all put me. That's
I said Angel. Nah.
I don't know.
You're never there.
I've never thrown up ever, guys, so I wouldn't know about
that. I'm never there?
No, he's never there.
Oh, no. If he's there, he did a recording or making fun of you.
Yeah. Or he left early to not clean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or he leaves at 5
he leaves early so he doesn't clean
or
the
leaves
Airbnbs.
During the night.
Damn, that's fucked up.
With his boy?
Bro, I cleaned the house spotless, perro.
Good job.
Yeah, actually, roof. This guy, like, he cleans. He cooks and cleans.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
When we have parties, that's where Gecko comes in clutch.
That's
why we invite him.
He dips, and he does not clean.
I drive.
I dipped once.
He dips to not clean. He dips with
back
his boy.
Olympian.
That's fucking gay, we.
It is.
Who is most likely to get caught having sex?
Who's that?
Actually,
I don't know. No, not Jason.
No, man. Well, you need to have sex first to get caught.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
All right, this is why.
Yo,
me.
What? Me?
Who did you? Me? Yeah, Angel.
Oh yeah, Angel. He got caught at a Halloween party.
I've never been to a Halloween party.
Oh, shit.
Why? Because that day he just got mad at me and went by himself.
No, the year before that.
No, I've never been to a Halloween party.
Oh, I guess it wasn't a Halloween party.
That was a party.
It was just a party.
No, you guys are My family watches this.
Huh? Who's a type
two? No, no.
Who's a type
family,
two?
Family, I do not do this.
Who's a type two?
Saludo, Maximilio.
Date a fan.
You know what?
Actually, I'm
actually.
Gonna, can I choose two?
Nah. You know what? No, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what?
You know what? You know what? Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
Me.
Everybody.
All right.
Nah.
I'm gonna keep it real.
Angel. Wait, what do you choose?
Angel.
You choose. You have to keep it real.
I can keep it real.
If it's a guy,
who did you pick?
If it's a guy, Jason.
Both of you motherfuckers.
Nah.
Who's the type to run a red light?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
The worst fucking
actually,
driver.
Everybody, the worst everybody. Driver.
I do a couple of reds.
The next one is...
not on purpose. Because you're not paying attention.
Both.
I've never said this, but one time I was just like daydreaming. One time I was using your car for I don't know what reason, and I ran a red light. I ran a red light.
Pinche ojos de
who's the type to kill someone?
How? An accident?
Anyway.
Like matarlo, like just
yeah.
Damn, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that. Dude, next know, thing you know, we're gonna be watching the podcast from jail too. You gotta chill.
Not ready?
No, I'm not ready.
I chose Jesus.
No, I'm not.
I'm choosing Jason because one time, Keiko said someone was doing like something bad to him, and Jason was like, "Why don't you kill him?"
You remember?
Yeah, I did say that.
Kill him then.
Dude. Okay, that was a crazy conversation, but like if it's like...
Ese día sí me salió el diablo, güey.
And then Keiko was like, why would I kill him? I could just clean myself with an egg.
Oh, no mames.
Well, dude, like if someone threatened...
That's like two different topics.
He did say that. All right.
Who's the type to snitch out on all the boys?
Like on what?
Like on anything, like the cops or some shit.
Right. 3, 2, 1. I don't know.
Me?
Nah, my
actually,
bro.
Yeah.
Why would I snitch you guys out?
I say both of those fools.
Actually, yeah.
Nah,
Angel,
nobody.
No,
I'm savage.
Angel's a snitch. Like, we know he's a
what is
he's
that?
A sweetheart. He's a sweetheart.
And then Jason
and
just...
a snitch?
I don't know. I feel like Jason would snitch.
Jason can be like, cada quien por su rumbo, baby.
Yeah.
Be like, all right,
no, Jason would be like, bro, it's because like, whatever
bro,
happens,
I'll
happens.
I'll go to jail bro. For you guys. I'll fucking take the full blame.
Good.
Fuck you, man. I'm snitching on your ass. Fuck that.
Bro, what?
Who's the type to get naked out of peda?
Oh, yeah, I know this one. Show yourself. Show yourself.
Show your titties, too.
Actually, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Comment down below if you've seen Keiko's titties live.
Yeah, last podcast.
Yo. And at a party.
And at a party.
Who's...
Party.
The type...
Fuck.
No.
Oof, we're holding back. Damn, fool. They actually connected it right here.
Hey, let me see the one where they did me dirty.
Who's most likely to get arrested?
Not me.
Actually, I feel like it's either...
Keiko.
It's either...
Actually, Keiko.
No, it's Keiko or Jason.
Why?
Because we have we have attitude sometimes.
I feel like me and Jason would get arrested for the most stupidest shit.
Nah, like it would be... And if anything, y'all get arrested together.
Honestly,
yeah. I feel like
we're a good crime duo.
I'll probably get arrested first.
Who's most likely to sleep with a dude?
No hesitation.
Wait, actually,
no hesitation.
Wait, but like, what kind of sleep? Like, have sex with the sleep?
Dude, that's like a game,
bro.
Because I have this one. What do
yeah,
you?
We all have.
I have this one.
Next question.
Hey,
next question.
I have Angel Way for some reason.
Who's the type to stutter when talking to a girl?
Or not even talk. Or not even talk at all.
No hesitation.
Or fucking
y'all talk to me.
Have a fucking heart attack because he doesn't know what to say to the girl.
Yo, chill. Chill.
Yo, why? No, why are you attacking me first? Guess I wouldn't.
Hey,
I don't want
to. At least you talk to girls, not like this.
That's literally my whole statement. I'm literally saying he doesn't know
what
I'm
up. Who's the type to post something embarrassing on their social media when drunk?
I feel like we're pretty good with that.
Yeah, actually, none of us has done that.
N.A. Not applicable to us.
Not applicable to us.
Nah.
We stayed.
Actually, once... Well, beat. I mean, it wasn't like... Like, remember when we went to the club? And then I put a video of you and Keiko. But it was on Snapchat.
What were you doing, though?
You don't remember?
No, I don't.
With Santi.
You guys were grinding on each other.
I don't remember that.
You're anyway. Just trying to get back at us. It is not true, guys. Guys, it is not true. What all right,
next question.
Next question.
Y'all crazy. Y'all.
Who's most likely to get kicked out of a bar?
Well, me.
Well, Angel depends on who. If he was with that one girl that used them for slab one tickets.
Damn, Angel, you gotta watch out what girls are using.
I did give her tickets.
Okay.
But and I did get used.
Actually, yeah, Jason. You actually like been crazy when you're drunk.
If he's with Brian, if he's with Brian,
you are crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. If he's with Brian,
you know, at Pico, we were leaving and there were some dudes chilling by the truck, and you told him to go home. Like, what the fuck are you doing here? Fucking go home. Who the fuck are these?
Yeah,
lying
to me. It was me, Ricky.
Yeah, to you guys, because that's how
no,
we messed around.
No, to them. And then you looked at us like, look at these motherfuckers.
Nah,
I swear to God, I swear to God.
You were gonna get beat up.
Yeah,
and
I wasn't there. I was with.
I told him when.
I was with this one in the back, and he like, he tells me like, Jason doing a mess over here. I was like,
oh yeah, I did. Yeah. I even texted.
Wait, what
I
day?
Like,
okay, now I gotta
the
fuck
last
you.
Time we went to Pico.
The time you were all mad when you're in.
And I was like, you need to hurry, because
bro. You were mad because we don't want to be drunk.
Yeah, you. Oh,
no, I said take a shot with me. That's
and
it.
We said no, and you're like. So mala copa, wey.
No, mala copa.
No saben convivir.
It's like, it's just por convivir. They brought a bottle.
Fool, you wanted to get down that day.
Nah.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not
the
type to get down.
I'm not
the
type.
But you're the type.
Wait, me and Fool.
You said that. You said that. I swear to God.
Yeah, you
did. Two dudes or three.
No, you did tell them to go home.
And they were just chilling by the truck listening to music. But they just like ignored you. Well, actually, honestly, we never looked back. I didn't look back. I would have looked back and be like, my baddie's drunk. But I was like, nah.
Now, if I was there, I would help you out.
No, but like, keep walking. Like, it's just not.
But to fuck you up.
To help the other dudes.
No, I'll fight with you. I'll help you out.
I'd help you out.
Yo contado, wey. Me meto unos pinches putazos.
Someone said, who's the most sus? Actually, I'm going to choose this one.
What kind of sus?
Actually.
What do you got?
I don't know. Keiko says some pretty sus stuff on the podcast.
I'm be
run it through me. My first time,
Jason, because
with the D.
We've never seen him with the girl. And I'm going to choose Angel because he's like, I don't know, like, he just kind of look, you know, a little awesome.
Hey, yo!
Like, I don't know.
Just put them next to each other. I bet if they have any connection.
Hey, you've never.
Never mind. Actually, yeah, I saw you with the girl, my bad.
That's defamation.
No, I forgot.
Defamation of character. Jason
again.
And Angel.
Yup.
Oh my God.
Yup. Defamation.
Guys, none of this is true. This is all fake.
This is gonna be a lawsuit. Defamation of character. Augusto Papa LLC
versus Estero California.
Someone said, "Who's most likely to eat ass?"
That.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Actually, no. I don't think it said that. I think it said who's most likely to get their.
Okay, like,
oh, who's most likely? Oh, that's still bad. Who's most likely to get their ass ate?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be able to know what metric to use for that. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
You guys have an answer?
Who do you choose?
In Houston, no?
Yo!
Yo, yeah, that is not, dude, yo! Guys, this is not true.
Yo!
Dude,
yo!
Dude,
this next is, question.
Dude!
Oh, hey, shit.
What kind of shit is this?
Yo, be like, Houston, why? Next question.
For sure, not me. Like, I don't even like showing my butt.
Next question.
Is that weird?
All right, this is the last one.
Okay,
what the fuck?
Right, what right, kind right, of right. podcast ass, is dog? This, bro?
And we have like
we're
1 minute.
Family fucking friendly. Andale,
okay, Angel, question. You're having like you're doing it right with just say whoever.
No, are you this like, is not.
Do you mind
yeah,
if she looks at your
not
butt?
Talking about this.
Yo, you're crazy. You tell me.
No, I'm. I just
do you want to get your ass ate?
I said no. I said I don't like.
You don't like it.
My butt being looked at.
You tried it?
No, obviously not.
Why are they gonna be
then
looking
why
at your
me?
Butt?
I'm looking at you. I'm asking you.
I'm asking you. Because you want to get your ass the your ass ate or what?
No. I'm not
yo,
into
chill.
That.
Y'all's a wild move.
Y'all are wild. Man. This fool right here, fucking wild.
I'm enjoying it.
Who's the type to wait?
What?
I already know the highlights on this, man.
Angel's avoiding the highlights.
Bro, I ain't reposting.
Who's the type to get their car repoed? Last
Jason.
One. Jason.
No,
wait,
Gecko.
What does that even mean?
Gecko, everybody, Gecko.
Me? Bro, what do you
You
mean?
Never put insurance on your car.
It has insurance.
Oh, yeah. You don't have insurance.
He didn't put insurance on his car.
I have insurance.
How long did it take you? 3 months.
One for not moving their car with the barredora and this one right here.
Bro,
we were
supposed to meet at 9 outside this guy's house. The barredora passed by at 9:20.
Slowly.
He didn't come out. Super slow. And you got a ticket right outside his house.
I got a ticket.
He didn't go fuck.
If you were on time, you would have not gotten a ticket.
I heard tickets right here are not that expensive compared to LA.
LA is like almost 100 bucks for a fucking street.
Right here's like 50 bucks?
50 bucks. 58.
LA's down by.
Well, I know. I never fucking got one. All right. Should we go on break? We'll be back.
Break and peso pluma.
Se pasan de bien.
So, I guess we're back from the break.
What happened with. Should we do the verse of the week?
Guys, verse of the week, we almost forgot about it, but the verse of the week is.
What does it say? Alan, read it for us, please.
Alan, what's it saying?
Read your contract before you sign it, because sometimes you might get proposals. No, no. Sometimes you might have a meeting with, you know, whoever it is. You might be like, I want to do it.
It might be your favorite record label.
But you need to read your contract. Can you guys believe people don't read their contract? I cannot believe
that. That's amazing. That's crazy.
Like, there's artists.
Not amazing, but crazy.
There's artists who don't sign.
Never mind. I don't want to say anything.
It's a podcast. You got
to
talk.
I was going to be like, the level of stupidity to not read your contract. But we're all human. We all make mistakes. And
no, what happens is that people are very gullible and they get blinded by the lights. And
hey,
and I've seen the how they pitch it to you. You know, they make it seem like it's the best thing in the world. You won the lottery. Sign right here before the train takes off without you. It's not like that. They're definitely... It's like a million artists out there that, you know, made it with the record label, but there's another million that got screwed over.
And there's even proposals that, you know, you could read yourself and tell they're not fit and they're not legit.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, on the other side, sometimes they do help you out. You know, you just have to make sure you come to a good agreement.
Yeah, just make sure it's how you want it to be.
Yeah, just make sure you read it. It's not, just make sure you read it.
We're not saying like don't sign it, but we're just saying read it.
Yeah. Make sure it's going to help your career.
And that's the rest of the
knowledge.
Week. Also, guys, Agustin Guzmán Veracano.
I come back maltratado.
Agua toda cochina.
And el agua cagada. Look, he's inside his boot right now because he cannot come out. He's scarred.
Nah,
we literally have regular food that you give the fish every day. And because I know that right here is a busy dad, I guess. There's like some tablets that you put in once a week. I come back, the thing is brand new. No one fed the damn
Wait, why
fish.
Didn't you feed it?
Honestly, I came in here to record it.
If you don't feed yourself, what makes you think?
Relax. I need to hear why you do not care about my fish.
No, no, no. I did feed them. I put like 4 or 5 in there.
Four?
4 or 5? Pebbles?
It's a little fucking fish. 4 or 5.
So literally one little ball per day.
No. 4 or 5 at once.
And then once a week?
No.
One time a day?
You know, no, we have food didn't. That lasts like 7 days.
I told you guys, if you guys aren't going to be in here, drop one of those tablets.
He's in here every day.
I'm not in here every day.
Okay, well, it's everyone's responsibility to take care of that
Anyways,
fish.
Anyways,
just because you're fish in here and we're not doesn't mean you're not going to
He looks care. Healthy. Look at him. He's flying. Fucking Joaquin. You're real.
Joaquin.
You're a top Joaquin. G.
He's a top G.
Top the top G.
Damn, you guys signed your take out banned from everything?
Yeah. I think that's... Actually, I'm not gonna say anything.
What do you think about Definitely. That? No, be honest.
I just banned. Think that you
don't
you
be scared.
No, no. Well, I'm gonna say it.
I think
because I think it's stupid how like nowadays you can't even say shit on the internet.
I think he's looking after the boys.
Or even something that we're gonna talk about right now. Talk about it. Talking about the internet. Your topic.
Oh, my question.
You didn't say your opinion though.
About what? No, I'm saying it's dumb because you can't. There's no more free speech.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why Elon Musk tried to.
And
buy
talking
Twitter.
About not being able to, you know, do
freedom of speech. What do we got, Kiko? He has a really good topic today.
I have a good question for once.
Well, you have to talk about the topic first, then to ask the question.
Oh.
Warm up.
A lot of people don't have freedom of speech nowadays. So today we're going to talk about freedom of speech.
Particularly in the U.S.
Yeah.
In Mexico, you can
and
say
Mexico.
Whatever you want.
No, in Mexico, you
no,
can't
actually,
either.
No,
you
because
can't
the government will fucking...
This is a story for another day.
He just came back, too.
A story for another day. But what's your thing?
So a lot of artists are getting their videos taken down due to not having freedom of speech.
Okay.
For example, Luis Herde.
Well, it wasn't because of freedom of speech.
No, I know, but they were promoting something that they.
No, no, relax. You're getting ahead of yourself.
Who? Service dog?
Service.
No, hey, yeah. Be like, Beshke? Beshke?
Let's get, no, Beshke. Captain, do your thing. Do your thing. Do your thing. Do your thing. Do your thing.
Aye, Snacky? Snacky?
Scooby Snacks.
Aye, Luis and Pluma song. Siempre Pendiente has been taken down.
You the music think, video.
Yeah. You guys think that YouTube took it down because it was promoting narcos.
Narcos.
Okay. El tráfico de narcos or drug trafficking, narcos, gang related thing. What's the reason why you guys think the song
Okay, first,
down?
Did you watch the music video?
Yeah, I actually did.
Okay, so there wasn't really anything going on, but just they did have guns. So YouTube is sometimes really sensitive. We have videos that got age restricted, which is like our last video got age restricted. The one before the vlog got age restricted. I don't know why.
That Herencia one, no?
And I think it's because like we took our shirts off. Honestly, I just think it's that. But sometimes like
YouTube, they saw these guns and they're like they're demonetized.
They're laughing. And then Averalin,
you're supposed to be rooting for me, boy.
That's right. Sheesh. And yeah, sometimes YouTube just acts weird and they just start taking down shit. Cause you could literally search up like shooting guns and like, you know, they have millions of views.
They only let tutorials on how to use a gun, not fucking videos with guns inside.
But I feel like you have to put a message saying like, oh, the props used in this video are fake. Or I mean the guns used in the video are props.
Yeah. But then
loud.
Yeah, so I am not your service dog. So then what happened?
Oh yeah, so I don't, to answer your question, Keiko, I don't think it's because of what they were promoting, because there's a lot of songs and videos that do actually, you know, have that, and they're not taken down.
So go on, Keiko.
What's your reason why?
I haven't seen the music video.
It's just a normal music video, but they're holding a gun. That's it. Like they're not doing anything where, like, you know, they carry drugs.
They're not chopping heads.
Then I honestly don't have a say in why it got taken down, because I don't know why. I mean, I could understand that it had guns in it, but I've seen plenty of music videos with guns in it.
And worse shit, like...
Like Ariel Camacho, Toro Encantado, when he goes like...
Encartado.
But Angel, el bien conocido, the one that's been passed around. I'm just kidding.
No! He's ran through.
That's fucked up.
Oh, you didn't mean that.
Oh, that's fucked up, but not what you said, huh?
Whistling at somebody is disrespectful.
Well, guys, I will not take this disrespect, but I have a compromiso with you guys to give you guys the latest news. And I'm not Keiko's service dog, but I took it upon myself to hit up Peso Pluma and ask him. Muchas gracias. Thank you for answering very quickly, too.
Vete la verga.
No me dijo eso. Otros me han dicho eso. Él no. He was nice. And I asked him, hey, you know, the video got taken down. Why did it get taken down, or why do you think it got taken down? And we're here in Exclusiva para Todos. He sent me a voice message, and I'm going to play it for you guys. Oh, my bad.
¿Qué dice mi viejo? Pues la neta, viejo, we don't fucking know. Pero la única razón que a mí me dieron es que we promoting el crimen organizado. Pues esa es la única razón que nos dieron, por eso yo subí el video ese diciendo que nos valía verga, pues. Pero se pasaron de verguita.
Lol. Yeah, so like YouTube doesn't really give you a reason.
Damn, that's kind
of... I think, didn't even tell you like from this second to this second, it's just like...
I think it's really unfortunate, especially for like, you know, these artists that invest money in, you know, making the music video, getting... actors, lighting, and then all you know, if you really think about it, in summary, all of that is just time wasted because the video is taken down by the platform.
Yeah, and resources too. Maybe it was like $100,000 to record the video. Exactly. What are they supposed to do with the visuals now? And yeah, also it might take momentum away from the song, because I feel that was going to be the next big song. I mean, I still think it is, but
I think it's a really good song.
I don't think it's going to like matter a lot, but I do think it's going to be like the next big song.
It's still up.
Because it's so catchy. And as we said earlier, it's like a whole
The replay like TikTok value
sound. Yeah, the replay value is crazy on it.
The video's up, but not on like their channel, but like other...
Oh, yeah, some
other
people...
Sub music. But
keep the video
I think
live.
He was saying in the video... I have the video.
Yeah, so shout out to Peso Pluma, friends. Thank you.
Shout out to you, broski.
Wait, he speaks English?
Yeah.
No, no, no. Yo le mandé mensaje en español.
Can I play the video?
He did half enough. Go for it.
Of course you can play it. He sounds like Luis R.
Yeah, well, Luis R. He's my boy, so I hit him up.
What did Luis R. tell you?
That's what he told me.
They sent you a video and everything?
¿7 millones?
And number one trending on YouTube music.
Hell.
Pero no hay pedo, sigan reproduciendo el tema en plataformas. Nos vale verga, vamos a seguir soltando contenido explícito. Nos vale verga, entiéndanlo.
Yeah, well, if you guys remember, I forgot to mention too, but it was number one trending on YouTube.
That's crazy to get a video number one on YouTube, which is extremely hard to do with music.
Extremely.
In the whole music business. And it gets taken down. And like, you know, I'll mention it again. A lot of money is invested, and I feel like there's a schedule that goes along with releasing music.
Yeah, and since the whole Velico thing, you know, which is just renamed. Nah, it's cool. It's cool. Renamed the like Narco Corridos. The government did have like beef with that, and they did ban it a little while.
I think
like
they when Commander was popping and shit, huh?
Yeah, like they did ban like corridos, narco corridos. So I feel like since it's taking popularity again, and the whole violence in Mexico from the, you know, like all whatever's going on over there, like it's just as bad. And you know, since the music's coming back, I feel like we might go towards that where they ban that music in Mexico.
Again. Wait, where's isn't there some shit going on in TJ?
Mm-hmm.
Rosarito. Like a whole on war.
There's a war going on because of supposedly. Correct me. Actually, I won't say because I think
they took the leader. They arrested the leader.
Doble R.
They arrested
like
Doble R in Tolino.
No, Tolin came back. I think they I take that back. They got him, but they didn't do a big deal over that. There was just like a regular shooting.
Mm-hmm. But they have.
I think they did. They did apprehend him. Well. Regular for Mexico, I guess.
Over here.
For Doble R, like, they went full-on war.
They did what they did to Chapo's son.
Yeah.
Not as much, but they wanted to do that.
They wanted to do something like that.
Did it work or no?
I don't know. I really haven't heard.
No, I don't think it didn't work.
I heard Baja Fest was having, like, backlash.
Because they wanted them to cancel it and shit?
Yeah, and they kept performing. And I was like, damn. The guy from Spotify was there. I was going to shoot him a text and be like, hey, compa, be careful.
DC?
Bro. No pun intended. DC.
I can never
shout out to DC.
Shout out to my boy. Shout out to all Spotify crew.
Shout out to Omar. Yeah, shout out to Omar.
Omar says he watches Omar.
Shout out to my boy Omar.
Omar, we fucking love you.
He's my You're the boy. Best. He's my favorite. And he
That's my favorite. He didn't want to what?
Take shots.
Dude, he couldn't get fucked up.
He wanted to get lit, but he couldn't. We understand.
He has to be professional.
We are sir. Too.
But one day we'll go to the bar, Omar. Actually, not the bar. I don't like the bar.
Yeah,
I never been to a bar.
Let's go to a taco spot and then get some shots.
Some beer.
Nah, some
let's just go to a nice restaurant.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm taking my boy to AA.
Una caguamita.
Una no hace daño.
Dude, freaking.
Holy shit. Sorry.
What?
You got bit a lot, way. I got bit a lot, but my shit don't look. Wait, are you sure that's fucking mosquito bite?
That's monkey pox.
Over here.
No, wait, no te echas pinche vaporú en las noches cuando duermes, okay?
Yeah, you right do that?
I have a lot.
See, when I go to Mexico, oh, you haven't gone, but cuando voy allá en México, wey, me pongo un pinche vaporú a la verga.
Tonto el cuerpo.
Está, wey, menos en el fundillo, pa. O ya en las patas, wey, pero.
Wait, what for?
Huh?
What for?
Because all the mosquitoes.
Vaporú?
What for the mosquitoes?
Yeah, wey.
Why don't you just put anti-bug spray?
I'm down comiendo.
Yeah, no sirven.
Some camping bug spray.
No sirven. Son otros tipos de moscas.
Different breeds.
Son different insects.
I was looking at, I don't know, is Jaco or Ray? Like, from, like, Santi's homies?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're from Honduras. Badass fucking spider, like, huge, bro. Like, literally the size of my hand. Probably bigger.
Camo spider? Have you heard about those?
Samuel spider?
Look no, up camo spider, wait.
camo spider. Susto,
no, I seen it. They eat birds.
Animales
bro, I don't need huge. To look it up, bro.
And it was, like, normal for him. He was just recording, but it was huge, bro. Like, literally the size
Hell
of,
no,
like,
that's way too extreme. I heard in Bali, too.
Who?
Bali.
Bad Bunny said it.
No. My cousin went to Bali.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the spiders are, like, the size of the hand, wait.
Really?
Yeah. Bali.
You
like, it's like 16 or 17 hours away.
I do have a question. Like, let's just say we go
Here
to
we
reptile
go
zoo.
The questions.
Would you let us put a spider on your face?
Nope.
What no about?
Would you rather skydive or
put a spider? I'd rather go skydiving with no parachute.
Than a spider?
Yep.
You're scared then.
No, a spider, Ryan.
Gives me ideas.
Ryan, there's a spider.
He's like, no, I'll befriend you. I'll befriend you.
No, let alone befriend you. I'm a fucking...
No, you won't.
He'll fight me. He'll fight me.
Something.
He'll fight you.
Angel,
who's been closest? Who's gotten you so pissed where you like actually wanted to fuck him up?
Nobody.
I have.
Out of the three of us.
I have.
Who's gone?
I can get into the skin. Like,
let him answer. Shut up.
Me? That dumbass. That's that way.
Yeah, Jesus.
My boy having a four-person conversation by himself.
He's like, here, like, one at a time.
He's answering his own questions.
He's talking over himself.
Guys, Keiko's working on having interpersonal conversations.
He's working on a whole lot of new things.
Lately, he's
got a whole new project.
He's what's it called? He learned a new word. I don't know if you guys know, but...
And he got so mad because...
Okay, so I use the word inevitable a lot. Because obviously,
did you mean
know,
to use that word?
I know how to use it. And then Keiko used it. I was like, damn, my boy, learning, you know, from the, you know, the.
And he's like, why are you hating?
I started, bitch, because every time I say a word, oh, you didn't mean it on purpose. You know what that means? I've been reading books. Thank to Spark.
You've been reading
the what?
This video is brought to you by Spark Notes.
Remember when?
Yeah,
bro.
You're dumb, Keiko.
Anyway, all right, go on.
I think that's.
No, but I started reading more books.
What books
not,
are you reading?
Not reading. Fucking
audio?
Listening.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think you're reading. No. What books?
Curious George.
Clifford the Big
No, but I... 10X. This is expensive.
10X? I haven't heard of that.
The
what is
fucking
it about?
Gary Vee book?
No, the other fool, the one that bought his private jet and used that for tech
that guy,
for 3 years.
His name's Grant Cardone.
I said,
oh, Grant Cardone.
One thing about me, like, I don't think I ever told anybody. Those people... Like, they're so annoying. Those people that try to sell you the dream of, like, oh,
like,
do this business
like fucking,
thing or that.
Ty Lopez?
Gary V, the Ty Lopez guy, Grant Cardone, and those are, like, the more popular
and
ones.
Your
but
boy.
Everybody under that. I don't. No me cae.
Because Angel really knows the grind. That's why he does
it. He just has bad experience.
Yeah.
No. Like, I just see the videos and I'm like.
They put him on his spot.
No.
So you,
I like Gary Vee because of what he says, but I don't like the core shit. I don't even know he had a core.
You're fucking young. What are you doing? You could do it. Fucking Gary Vee. That shit. Have you seen the one they imitate him?
Yeah.
That
shit.
Yeah. I'll try to do that right
fuck
now.
Fuck your parents. Fuck your parents. Dude, pinche grupo. I can't even pronounce
Grupo Arriesgado. We forgot to talk about Grupo Arriesgado.
Best for last.
Grupo Arriesgado is on fire. They're probably more popping right now than Grupo Firme at the moment of this recording.
Damn.
They announced that a date for the... A Microsoft Theater like 2 days ago, maybe like two posts worth of promotion.
TikTok did the
and
rest.
Plus like the, yeah, word of mouth, the rest. The tickets went on sale 10 a.m. this morning. I did not expect it to sell out. They supposedly sold out in 1 hour. When I went on it was like 5 p.m. and there were tickets the front row at third row. One ticket was $2,000. So I don't know if that's resale. Since they're sold out. It might have been resale because I don't see them putting a ticket for $2,000.
I think that's
Bad
cool.
Bunny. But yeah, the resale, I didn't know you could sell, like resell it.
Yeah, you could buy them and resell.
So resale $2,000, va a ver puro narco.
I think it's cool. No, that's what I was saying. I think it's cool and I think they deserve it, dude. Like, dude, he's young. He's 19.
Huh?
Yeah, he's 19.
Yeah, he's
there.
He looks
bro,
old,
but
all that stuff.
But he's young.
That's crazy. Bro. You guys think the unibrow is what give him his power?
See?
Dude, honestly. Okay, so me and Angel were talking about this in Walmart that...
The uni power.
Yeah, at the Walmart
like,
parking
cause
lot.
Because, you know, a lot of girls think, like, he's hot. Well, I've seen on TikTok, like, you know, they'll die for him. And then I was telling Angel, like, you think it's, like, because he's famous? Because I felt like having a unibrow was, like, you get roasted.
Okay, I want to ask you, Keiko, why do you think every single girl that listens to Corridos think he's, like, the hottest guy in this world?
La neta? I don't know. I feel like, because he's different.
Because of the unibrow.
I'll tell you.
Morro.
Why?
It's about status.
Status.
The guy is popping.
So you guys think
the guy
think
is popping
because of
I think he's talented.
Money?
I think he's talented for sure. He has some badass songs in his group.
Well, I think
and any, I feel like it's a phenomenon.
I think any artist with status can be hot to girls.
Yup.
Yeah,
and
I say myself that. I was there.
Nah, I know what you're trying to say.
I think.
Remember the story you told
us
about?
I'm about to connect these eyebrows.
I could meet this out if you want, but remember the story about the party when you said, like, literally every girl wanted to fuck
oh,
them?
Oh, yeah, yes.
No, okay, I said, so, I'll mute it out.
Oh, no. Yeah, so I don't know what it is about with artists that sing. I don't know if it's, like, the singing part or porque se enamoran. I don't know if it's the money, the looks. I do not know what
which
it
is.
Which
is what they do.
But... I went to a party, and there was these two artists, and...
I'll mute it.
Yeah, there was... Yeah, it was... So it was...
I just... I'll mute it.
And there was, like...
Not muting.
Maybe there was, like, 15 guys, and there was, like, 100 girls, and they were all trying to, like, talk to him, like, crazy. And I felt like they felt like they were over it.
And do you think that, like, Junior and Nathar are hot?
Tell me.
No, I'm asking you.
No, I'm asking you.
You said every girl
my story. I'm asking
every
you.
Girl wanted to fuck them. So do you think they're hot?
No, this guy.
Just
I'm
say
asking
no.
you.
He's asking a question.
No, this is a setup. Anyway, guys, so that's what's going on. Hopefully, we can go to Lupe Resgado.
We Gucci?
Dude, I saw, shout out to Tony Rocks, but he does the press conferences for them. And unfortunately, I did not see it soon enough, but he was the one that did the press conference for them at Farallon. I think Farallon. I don't know how you say it.
Too late for us too.
I know, but it was too late. Like if we would have hit him up, we would have gone.
Why you fucking?
Honestly, I think if we really try hard, maybe there's a possibility for us.
Can I make a call, but I don't know.
I'm just scared.
Every guy saw all the companies that are doing the Microsoft Theater, and they're none. Like they're not Live Nation. They're not Golden Voice.
Dude, it's because this is a phenomenon.
Our best shot is Tony.
Tony Bet. Rocks. Bet. My boy. I'm just trying to make this a highlight.
I'll bleep it out, yeah.
My boy, Tony Rocks, I know that you know.
Go get it.
I know.
I'm going to hit him over.
My boy, Tony Rocks, I know that you know the guy with the unibrow. Please.
No. Hit up on the gusto.
I don't have that shit.
We know I'll hit that you can give gusto. Us like... That you could put us right next to him so
because
we can
Because he texted
him.
You about something. Remember?
When I told him when season 2 comes.
Oh, yeah.
So I can be like, hey, ya estamos listo. Hey, tráelos. And I'll be like, oh, hey, vimos que just bring it up.
Talking about that, my boys sometimes can't talk too good. I am just very worried that if we have him on and our Spanish is not up to
I won't
par,
be here
we are going to be shredded to pieces.
We would have to end the fucking podcast.
We would literally have to end the podcast.
That's why I say let's take it easy before Marca Registrada. Cause y'all like next week.
Yeah, we need
a okay, first
for that.
You read a dictionary.
The
you watch Spanish movies, and I'll talk to my parents more.
But do you guys think if I get a unibrow, like I'd have more? I've had some game.
Angel,
you just gotta get game first.
Look, Angel, I'm gonna tell you.
I need a what?
I'm gonna be straight up. I don't think you're ugly. I feel like you're a cool guy, but I feel like you already got the looks part.
Dude, you have colored eyes. I told you that gives you 2 points.
I feel like you're a cool guy. You know, you got your shit together, but I think you just need a
confidence.
Be confident and be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna talk to this girl like about anything that. Just be open-minded. It doesn't have to be about a certain thing. Like,
okay,
you just
there you go. I'm going to get a unibrow.
No
way.
Just open your mouth,
it just
bro.
Be, yeah, just talk.
All you got to do is be confident in yourself.
Bro, look, honestly, like, if you initiate the conversation, my bad.
Bro, por eso no salimos. Por eso no andamos.
No, but, like also, if you initiate the conversation and the girl, like...
Dude, even if you're not confident, seem confident.
Yeah.
Fake it.
Fake it till you make it, bro.
Oh, look.
That's too much work for me.
We have a female in the room. Can we ask her? Okay. What is the best way to approach a female, like a random female, like... Let's just say you're at Pico for my boy.
Confidence. I guess it's going to have to be a unibrow.
Confidence.
Like, confidence. Like, hey, what?
So you can be gordito, flaquito.
So, like, not arrogant.
Like, don't go cocky.
Be a
sweetheart. You're already a sweetheart.
Buy
them flowers.
Nah. You don't want to be too direct either. No? You're trying to get to know the girl, not marry her.
But is it true when a guy treats a girl too nice, then they lose interest?
Like, you can't be like a perfect little like monito. Like you gotta be like
yourself.
You can't be a robot.
You can't be yourself, perro.
Yeah, like if you're silly, like my boy's silly.
We have like 5 minutes left. Can you like pretend Keiko's a girl? Like,
no, why do it with Jason? All right,
fine. Pretend she's a girl.
No, like, what about you? You pretend.
No, because this is about you. We're trying to help you.
I want
to
see a good example. Pretend.
Hey,
you're
okay.
Like,
okay.
He should pretend he's like 5 or 6 beers in. And then you're at a.
Prendu.
You're at a place where it's, I don't know, a party place.
A party?
I don't know how else you would call
no,
it.
No, I'm just
how
saying.
Would you approach a girl?
No, I see first.
How would he do it?
I see first you do it, and then we correct you.
Okay.
Like, to fix
yo,
it.
Yo!
Okay, I'm a girl at
Pico. Pretend you want him to...
Look, I'm a girl at Pico. I've been eyeing your green eyes.
Ojos de Gargano, vente pa acá. Yo, hey yo,
don't do that,
bro.
I was like, your top lip. Like,
he's trying to bite lip so hard he couldn't find it.
My lip is bleeding.
All right, go up to Jason. You think he's cute? She's cute.
All right, I'm the girl.
His name is Benita.
Yeah.
I've been eyeing you.
Okay, so kind of over
shy,
there.
I'm shy.
You walk to her. Like a gummy bear.
Okay, yeah, I'm already.
All right, and then
I'm already expecting you because we made out on camera.
Yeah, because I'm walking over there. I'm gonna say. Hold up. I don't think you should. Well, maybe yeah. Like,
okay.
Hey, what's up? Oh, I don't know, bro. I just be like, hey, I'm Angel. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Benita. Nice to meet you.
You wanna dance?
Oh.
Right, let me check it. Let me check it.
Talk to her first.
Let me check it. Bye.
Right here, look.
Hi, I'm Benita.
Yo, no.
All right, go. Angel.
Talk to her first. Don't we ask already, her to dance right away.
We already made contact.
Yeah, so I kind of know it's in the bag.
I'm expecting you.
I kind of know this in the bag.
Yeah, I'm going to like the green eyes. I'm like,
everybody pretend to be Angel.
Oh, hey, what's up? I'm Angel.
Hey, nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Benita.
Benita?
Yeah.
Sounds like Bonita.
Look.
Oh my God. Well, you're not going to do that in front of her. Like, oh my God.
You don't know me, bro.
You can either
okay, what should I say?
Like a compliment.
What should I compliment?
You can be like,
you don't have to compliment. Be like, where are you from?
You always got to give him a compliment.
Now, you do a compliment. Go.
Like, oh, I like how your boots look.
What can I say and what can't I say?
I like your boots.
Oh, okay. I heard boobs. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, all
right, go. Oh, like, oh, hi, Benita.
He's like, oh, thank you. I got the man. Blah blah blah. Like, if she's
look,
if she's interested, she's gonna add detail.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you know, huh?
That's how you know.
But she's like,
so she gives you a boring ass answer. Nice meeting you. Bye.
All right, go.
Oh, I got a man.
No.
Walk her.
Again.
Go walk up to her.
Hola, Benita.
Hi, I'm Angel. What's your name?
Hi, nice to meet you, Angel. I'm Benita.
Oh, nice to meet you too, Benita. Oh, I like your boots. So.
Oh, thank you. I got them at.
Were you interrupting?
Yeah, finish asking.
So what? Fuck. I was hoping he didn't interrupt me.
Dog,
my God. Go.
Take a deep breath, pa. Relax. Pretend you're playing a VR.
Look, I'm still hooked on you, fool.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, it's still obvious.
I got like two more words before the green.
Walk up to Benita again.
Hey, I'm Angel. What's your name?
Hi, Angel. Nice to meet you. My name is Benita.
So do you come to Pico often?
I don't come too often because I live far, but every time I come, I have a good time. What about yourself?
Nah, my boy Jason's a dog and he makes us come every weekend.
Right there.
Gecko, help!
That's kind of where like Gecko comes in.
I'll be like, all right, be like, all right,
let's keep shot, going. Shot.
Oh, like, so be like, you don't come often. Do you know how to dance?
Be like, yeah, I know how to dance, but I could always use some practice.
Oh yeah, well, even though my boy's a dog and makes us come every weekend, I still don't really know how to dance.
Oh, it's okay.
But do you want to dance?
Yeah, I'll teach you.
All right, get up and dance.
You see, that was good.
And like, that's how we're gonna end the podcast.
All right,
that was good though.
Peace out. That was good. Well, like, you just gotta keep the dance flow. Like, even if it gets
how I'm gonna dance
at 30.
All right, get up.
Your lucky cameras are off.
Oh,
yeah, I think so.
They're off.